I want to invite you to take a moment to imagine, to think back, really, to remember a time when you were younger, quite a bit younger. Can you remember when you were 17 years old? Can you think back to that time? For some of us, that's not quite so long ago, but for most of us, that's quite a while ago. Try to recall your main interests and your concerns back then. What was the main focus in your life? Have you got a picture? Now imagine that you are 17. And one night you are in your bedroom just before bedtime, and suddenly there's a bright light and there's apparently an angel in your room with you, and the angel tells you that you're going to have a baby. Now I know this might be hard for the guys, especially, but imagine, an angel shows up in your room and announces that you're going to give birth to a child. And not only that, this child will be the child of God and will reign over God's people forever. Just imagine, can you? What would be going through your mind, do you think, hearing something so extraordinary? If we're honest, some of us would be wondering, what was in that snack I just ate? Can you imagine the emotions? How do you feel about this bizarre announcement? At the age of 17, what do you think your response might have been? I invited you to imagine that you were 17, but Mary was likely even younger than that. Times have changed a lot in 2,000 years, so I thought imagining we were 17 might give us some point of comparison. Mary was a young maiden in a small town called Nazareth. And she was betrothed to be married. God's messenger comes to that simple Jewish maiden just where she is and asks her for a total offering of herself, so that the Word might become flesh and actually dwell among us. And what was Mary's response? She said, "Yes, let it be." Here's a poem about this scene, if you can imagine it. The poem is called Fiat, which means so be it, or let it be, declaration. On her bed of doubt, in wrinkled night garment she sat, glancing with fear at a golden shaft of streaming light, pondering perhaps, was this but a sequel to a dream? The light too bright for disbelief, yet its silence eased not her trembling. Somehow she murmured a yes. And with that, the light's love and life pierced her heart and lodged in her womb. The room remained the same, rug still needed smoothing, jug and patent awaited using. Now all was different in a maiden's soft but firm fiat. Mary responds to the news of her pregnancy with humility and consent. But more than that, Mary responds with astounding courage. Here's another poem about this event called The Annunciation, which is often the name given to this scene. The poem is by Denis Levertov. Perceiving instantly the astounding ministry she was offered, to bear in her womb infinite weight and lightness, to carry in hidden finity, inwardness, 9 months of eternity, to contain a slender vase of being, the sum of power, in narrow flesh, the sum of light. Then bring to birth, push into air, a man-child needing, like any other, milk and love, but who was God. This was the minute no one speaks of, when she could still refuse, a breath unbreathed, spirit suspended, waiting. She did not cry, "I cannot, I'm not worthy," nor, "I have not the strength." She did not submit with gritted teeth, raging, coerced. Bravest of all humans, consent illumined her. The room filled with its light, the lily glowed in it, and the incandescent wings. Consent, courage unparalleled, opened her utterly. Courageous, humble consent. That was Mary's response to this invitation to bear the child of God, the light of the world. We cannot imagine a more weighty responsibility to make a home for the Prince of Peace, God in flesh. And she said yes. Mary said yes. She was afraid, perplexed, and surely bewildered. But she said, "Let it be." What do you say? Meister Eckhart, a 13th century mystic, asked, "What good is it that Mary gave birth to Jesus if I don't do the same?" God invites us to do the same, to give birth to Christ in our own lives. So what do you say? How do you respond to God's invitation to allow Christ to be born into your life? If we let it happen, it will change our lives truly in ways that we cannot imagine. Perhaps not quite as dramatically as Mary's, but dramatic nonetheless. Mary couldn't have imagined what was coming when she said her courageous yes. But our faith is not simply about what God will do for us. A mature faith moves from what God will give me to find the greatest fulfillment in what can I do for God and God's world. The paradox is that when we receive the most, we find the deepest fulfillment in giving. Mary was given her mission in life and she accepted it. We call this commonly the holiday season. But it often turns out to be anything but a holiday. For some of us, it's one of the more stressful times of the year. It's also a time of contrasting emotions. We are eager, yet frazzled, sentimental, yet indifferent. One minute we glow at the thought of getting together with loved ones. The next we feel utterly lonely, because rarely are those relationships perfect. Rarely are we with all of the ones we want to be with. Indeed, some of them are gone. One minute, our hope is mingled with dread, our anticipation with despair. We sense the deeper meaning of the season, but we grasp at them sometimes in vain. And in the end, all the hustle and bustle can leave us frustrated and drained. Sometimes. And even if we don't experience such tensions, if we genuinely love Christmas, it's still really easy to miss the point. We can be content with candles and carols and good food. We can bask in the warmth of familiar traditions, in reciprocated acts of kindness, in feelings of general goodwill. It's all good. And worse still, for some of us, this is a season to be endured rather than celebrated. It's so full of excess and troubled baggage, painful memories and failed expectations, that all we can do is to endure it as painlessly as possible. There are some of us right now who can't stop thinking about all the stuff they still have to do today to get ready. And as much as we try to enjoy it, we're just trying to survive it. These contrasts, the dark edge to this so-called holiday season, doesn't contradict the original event that we're celebrating, actually. It's in perfect symmetry with the first event that we're actually recalling. Christmas is about God's coming into our world, and that was not a peaceful event. Don't forget the harsh realities of Christ's first coming, the cold night, the desperate search for shelter, the dank stable. We've romanticized that stable, but who wants to sleep in a stable? Who wants to try and have a baby in a stable? Don't forget that young girl who sat alone in the face of this astounding announcement that she was to have a child. God's coming into the world is not only a matter of glad tidings, but first of all, frightening news for everyone who has a conscience. It's scary. However we celebrate this season, so much of it is driven by our cravings, our yearning for something deeper that never gets satisfied, our yearning for that vital piece of nostalgia or that especially special food, for seeing the ones we love. We buy and we consume and we decorate and we eat, all in a mad rush to find the depth of this most wonderful time of the year. But if we won't find it, we will not find it unless we hear the yes of Mary again, as if for the first time. We won't discover the peace of Christ's coming unless we let her remind us of the struggle that we also face at this time of year. Ultimately, the awesome, indescribable gift of Christmas will elude us if we don't hear the invitation of Gabriel. With Mary, we are invited to make a home for Christ in our lives, to allow our world to be turned upside down, to be transformed by the astounding grace of God with us. It takes courage to respond, but we have to respond. Even now, 2,000 years after Jesus' birth, our world still especially desperately needs those who are willing to give birth to Christ in our own lives, who will allow Christ to take over our lives and make a home for God in our world. Will you do that? What do you say? We cannot let this opportunity pass us by. We can't let another Christmas go by without truly experiencing the birth of God in our midst. With Mary, let us dare to give our consent and invite God personally into our lives. Let us dare to say a courageous yes and make room for him in our lives. Amen.